knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
No way to talk about Terry.
What are you doing?
No, I'm just finishing making a batch of caramel clusters.
Well, haven't you got something better to do?
Yes, Janet, good idea.
Come here, Mom.
Could you make up your mind, please?
Light tripper, you know you got a one-track mind. What are you doing now?
I'm getting ready to watch the second half of the Laker game.
With the apartment looking like this?
The Lakers won't mind.
Jack, it's your turn to clean the apartment.
It is not. It's Terry's day to clean.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Don't you remember we traded? I took your Tuesday laundry for my Saturday shopping.
Your Saturday shopping, Jack? That was my Saturday. Only I had to work late, so you gave me your Wednesday.
Yeah, that was the night you went to the movie. So I took your Wednesday and you took my Thursday.
And I took your Saturday. Exactly, and you know what that means.
It's your turn to clean.
Ow. Hey, anybody want to trade?
Oh, Janet.
Look, I'll give you my Tuesday, please.
You're driving me crazy. Both you girls are driving me crazy. They're driving me crazy.
At least it won't be a long trip.
Come on in, Cindy. Hi. And don't mind him. We're just having a nice, friendly, family-type argument.
About what?
About whose turn it is to clean this apartment.
Oh, don't argue. Why don't you guys just get a cleaning lady?
Oh, yeah, we were going to do that right after we bought the Rolls Royce.
Oh, come on, Jack. It wouldn't cost that much. A lot of kids at UCLA do housework to pick up a few extra bucks.
Well, Cindy, how much is not that much?
About $30 for the day. It's only $10 a piece.
Yeah. What do you say, guys? We could have her come every second week.
Well, I don't know. See, Angelino's is closed for remodeling, so I am out of a job.
Well, we'll lend you the money.
Oh, thanks, but
come on, Jack. That's what friends are for. If you can't borrow money from them, who can you borrow it from?
She's right, Jack.
Good. Then it's settled.
Good. So, Cindy, what brings you here?
I need to borrow $20. Great.
It's 10 and 20.
Thanks.
Sure.
And I'll put your ad for a maid up on the UCLA bulletin board.
Oh, thanks, Cindy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Here, Terry, while I'm at it, let me give you my share of rent for tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Jack.
Rent.
Sorry, I don't have
it. What?
I don't have it.
We can't hear you.
I don't have it.
What do you mean you don't even have the rent money?
No, you know I'm out of work.
Jack? Yeah. Well, I suppose we could lend it to you.
Sure, we could.
Oh, I feel terrible. You guys are practically supporting me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, Jack.
No, I mean it. You guys should have a roommate who can pay his own way.
You know what, Terry? He's right. We ought to get ourselves another roommate.
Yeah, someone with money.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Do you know anybody down at the hospital?
There is this one doctor. He's very young. He's very handsome. He's
yeah, right. Go on with you couple of kidders. You are kidding, right? Janet, Terry,
of course we're kidding. We'd never kick you out.
Nah. At least not until after we learned how to cook.
Thank you.
Did you go watch your Laker game?
Hey, you want to watch with me?
No, we can't, Jack. We have to go to a lecture on sex.
You're gonna pass up the Lakers for some boring what kind of lecture?
Actually, it should be very interesting. It's called An Illustrated Survey of Sex in Contemporary Society.
I'll get my sweater.
What about the Lakers?
Come on, Terry. Who wants to watch a bunch of tall millionaires in short pants? About this lecture, tell me. Does it have full-color slides?
Well, Jack, it's like I said, it's an illustrated survey of sex in contemporary society.
Showing how women have been debased and belittled for the past 30 years.
And see, afterwards, it's going to be this consciousness-raising session.
Where we get to vent our rage and fury over America's male-dominated sexist society.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe I'll just stay home.
Oh, Jack, there'll be other men there.
What for, target practice? What are you doing back here?
I got your new maid.
Who?
Me.
You?
Yeah. You know, Janet, I've been thinking.
Uh-huh.
I need the money, and I know the apartment, and who'd be a better person for the job?
Almost anybody.
You want to be our maid?
I knew you'd be thrilled. So, what do you guys think?
We've been thinking that we probably don't need a maid after all.
Of course you do. Look at this mess. What do you guys say?
What can we say? No?
No?
Oh, Janet.
What's the matter with you? Cindy would make a wonderful maid.
Thanks, Jack. And I'll start in your room first.
Toe.
Thanks, Jack. And I'll start in your room first.
Ow.
Jack, what are we going to do? She can't be a maid.
Sure she can. We'll just buy her a little tiny black dress, a little white apron, you know. Maybe fishnet stockings, get her a red feather duster. She can have bee-stinged lips and talk in a French accent. Ooh la la, Monsieur Tripper.
He's so sick.
Is something burning?
It's my caramel cluster!
Ay, boy, are we in trouble now, Terry. I'm telling you, we cannot afford Cindy.
Why? It's only $10 apiece.
That's not what I meant. That's what I meant.
Hey, guys, look what I just found in Jack's room. $250.
What?
Yeah, it was folded up in low watt under Jack's lamp.
What lamp?
The one I just broke.
Well, I can't believe it.
Neither can I. I barely touched it.
No, no, Cindy, not the lamp. It's okay. Here, give me the money. You go on back to your breaking. Cleaning! We're gonna see that he gets it.
Oh, we're gonna see that he really gets it.
Okay.
I almost burned my clusters.
Well, that's what you get for standing so close to the stove.
Jack, Cindy found this in your room. It's $250.
Oh, yeah, it's Larry's. He asked me to hold it for him.
Larry, our Larry gave you 250 buckaroos.
Yeah, he asked me to hold it for him till the end of the month. He's saving up to buy his mother a TV set for her birthday.
Larry buying his mother a present.
The same Larry who repossessed her car last Christmas.
That's not true.
Oh, yes, it is.
It was Thanksgiving.
Jack, you could come up with a better excuse than that.
You think I'm lying?
Lying? You never
All right, all right. Look, if you don't believe me, ask Larry. He's down at the Regal Beagle right now. It's happy hour.
Okay. Jack, come on, don't get so upset.
Calm down, of course we believe
you. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I thought we had a little thing called trust around here.
Oh, Jack, of course we have trust. Silly you.
Really, Jack, what's wrong with you? Gee, silly guy. Oh, God. Beagle?
Lakers are down by two. Ball's inbounded by Wilkes to Nixon. There's a cross-court pass. Magic's got it with 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. He shoots 25 feet, and it's good! Oh! Lakers have sent the game into overtime, and we'll be right back.
All right. Hi there. Mike, I'd like to buy the little lady a drink.
Right. Whoops, happy hour is over. All drinks are full price.
Tomorrow, 4:30? Okay. Okay, see you right here, I guess. Hey, Marty, how's it going? What's happening, baby?
Look, Larry, about that car you sold me.
You know, it broke my heart to sell you my sweet little honey. How's she running?
Running? Heck, she ain't even walking. The transmission fell out.
So soon? I mean,
Remember what you promised. You said if anything went wrong, you'd take care of it.
And so I will, Marty, so I will. Here.
What's this?
The best mechanic in Santa Monica. You mention my name, he'll give you a very reasonable price.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to pay.
Look, Marty, I couldn't pay for your transmission even if I wanted to. I'm broke.
I don't know how I'm going to tell that to Joey.
Who's Joey?
My kid brother. Boy, is he going to be upset.
So what do you care?
I don't. I was thinking about you. Hi, Joey.
You get the money for the car?
No.
Look, Joey, I'd really like to pay you, but I, Does a tooth fairy know you do that?
We want our money.
Yeah, and I want you to have it, Joey. But as I was telling you, your brother Martin here, I'm just flat broke. No, you look. You gotta believe me.
Larry, did you give Jack $250 to hold for you?
What? Where would I get $250?
Thanks, Larry. Yeah, thanks.
So embarrassing to show everybody how poor I really am.
Back where we come from, being poor is nothing to be ashamed of. But having to crawl is.
Crawl?
If you don't come up with the money in the next 30 minutes, I'm gonna break some of your favorite bones.
Twice. First when he said he didn't have any money, then when he said the money was Larry's. Hope he has a lousy time watching his stupid basketball game. Boy, I hope he chokes on his lousy caramel clusters. Hope the Lakers lose.
What? What did you say?
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, she's a great kidder.
That's it. I love Reggie Jackson.
Cindy?
Did you say something?
Yeah, would you mind coming into my bedroom?
Jack, that's not part of my job.
No, Cindy. I want you to make up my bed.
But I already made it.
True, but you forgot one little thing.
What?
Sheets.
That's why it went so fast.
I bet.
Rita, what are you doing here?
Well, he said you didn't have anybody to go out with, so I thought that maybe you could think of something fun to do right here.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
How about right over there?
I knew you'd think of something.
Oh, mercy.
Jack! Who's she?
She's my cleaning lady.
Wow, you have such a pretty blonde cleaning lady. Wherever did you find her?
Sweden. Yeah, just say, hurry up, Greta! Onska Svenska Bjorn Borgski. That means, why don't you hurry home and watch the tennis match?
See?
Your cleaning lady works at night?
Yeah, she's like me. She does her best work after dark.
Well, isn't that a coincidence? That makes three of us.
hurt me. Listen, would you like to make yourself a little comfortable on the couch? I have to have a small Swedish word with, Greta. Hang on. Cindy. Listen,
yeah.
I got an unexpected date. Do you think, do you mind, maybe possibly sort of shoving off quickly?
Jack, I just have a few more things to do. That's it.
Okay, make it quick.
Okay.
And quiet.
Right. Jack.
Oh, Cindy, no interruptions.
But Jack.
And no interruptions. Thank you.
But.
That's settled.
Jack, how long is your cleaning lady gonna be here?
Not much longer.
But
forget about her. You won't even know she's here.
Well, I don't know. Well, I guess I could try.
Yeah, we'll try together.
Jack, if you're looking for my lips, they're right here above my chin.
Oh, I know.
Unless there's something wrong with them.
No, there's nothing wrong with your lips. I love them the way they are, one right on top of the other. In fact, there's nothing that I don't like. Your beautiful hair, your sensitive eyes.
Vacuuming.
Come here, Ski. Excuse me. I want you to get out of here right now.
But, Jack, I still have work to do.
So do I.
Jack, I can't take your money for nothing. I just have the bathroom, and that's it.
Okay, but I don't want you to come out of there until you're finished. You understand? I mean it.
Okay.
Ow! It's so hard to find good help these days. I promise you that is absolutely, positively the last interruption of the evening.
Liar! Pants on fire!
Rita, you remember my two roommates, Janet and Terry?
Hello! We want an explanation.
What are they talking about?
I have no idea.
That is a hot one. First, he hits us up for the rent money.
Did I hear somebody say something about money?
Back!
Why does she have to go back into the bathroom?
Because she's not finished yet.
Anyway, first he hits us up for the rent money and maid money. He pretends that he is broke when all along he's got $250.
He told me he was broke too.
I told you that money isn't mine.
He tells us the money isn't his.
But we find out that it is.
He lied to us.
He didn't.
I didn't.
He did. And what's worse, he tries to blame it on an innocent friend.
He wouldn't.
I didn't.
He did.
Liar.
Wait, Rita. Who are you going to believe? Their word or mine? I thought you trusted me.
I never trust a guy who keeps his maid locked in the bathroom.
No, Rita, can I ask Rita?
Jack, this never would have happened if you had just told the truth.
Yeah, instead of making up that stupid story about Larry giving you the money.
You two, Jack, listen to me. My money. Where's my money?
What money?
The $250.
What? Say, Jack.
Not now, Cindy.
Larry, you mean you did give Jack money to hold for you?
Oh, yes, of course. You see, I was saving.
Oh, my. Oh, then, Jack, you were telling the truth.
Wonderful. Where's the money? Forget it, Larry.
Oh, Jack, how are we to know?
Jack, I gotta have it. Remember what you told me not to give that money to you under any circumstances?
Yeah, I know, but that was before I found out that Country Joe Godzilla is after me.
Nice try, Larry.
Jack, I'm so embarrassed I could die.
So could I if I don't have that money.
But, Jack!
Back!
I swear to you, this is a true story, honest.
How could we, Terry? We called him a liar.
Oh, who cares?
Jack, say you forgive us.
Say you'll give me the money.
Please, Jack.
Pretty please.
Say it, Jack.
Okay. Oh, thanks, good buddy.
I said okay to them, not to you.
Oh, Jack.
Would you come off it, Larry? Nobody's gonna hurt you. I don't believe a word of that.
You better believe it.
Oh, my God.
I'll get your money in a second.
Oh, my God.
Howdy, ladies.
Howdy.
Shut up.
I like your hat.
Excuse me, Mr. Bunyan. You're not going to believe this, but I couldn't seem to find the money anywhere in there. Isn't that wild?
The wildest.
Jack. You're on your own. I love your shirt.
Boy, you wouldn't be lying to me now, would you?
No, honest.
Lying? What do you mean lying now? Just one cotton-picking minute. Who do you think you are calling our Jack a liar?
Why, he is the most honest person that we know.
And who do you think you are busting into people's apartments threatening physical violence?
Well, now, I didn't exactly...
You know, that kind of stuff happens to be against the law.
Well, yes, ma'am.
And it's not very nice, either.
No, ma'am.
Now, I am sure that your money is here somewhere.
Yes, ma'am.
And as soon as we find it, you'll get it.
Yes, ma'am.
But in the meantime, why don't you just mosey on out of here and try to behave yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Take your hat off when you're indoors, boy.
Yes, ma'am. May I leave now?
Yeah, go ahead.
And don't slouch!
You can do it, kid.
Thank you,
Cindy.
Thank you, so you saved our lives.
Can I come out now?
Sure, Cindy. What were you doing in there? Jack, where's the money? I was telling the truth, Larry. I don't know where it is.
Did you hear that, ladies? He's such a great kidder. Where's my $250?
Are you guys talking about the money on Jack's dresser?
Yeah, do you know where it is?
Yes, that's what I've been trying to tell you. I saw it and said to myself, Jack shouldn't keep money there. What if a burglar would come
in? Cindy, where is the money?
Well, I put it under the mattress.
Mattress!
Wait, guys!
Let's look under the mattress. There's nothing here. I don't see it.
It's not here! Cindy, it's not here.
I know! You wouldn't let me finish. I put it under the mattress.
Mattress.
And said to myself, that's the first place a burglar would look.
Burglar.
So I hid it in the kitchen cupboard.
Cupboard!
Oh! Hey, guys!
I don't see it.
Cindy, there's no money here.
I know! Well, I was thinking... What if the burglar got hungry?
Hungry?
The first place he'd look is in the kitchen. So I took it and put it in the safest place I know.
Cindy, where is the money?
Why didn't I think of that?
It's not all here. Where's the rest of it? No, I'll help you. Where? That does it. I'm going in there right now and tell Cindy she's got to go.
Jack, you can't do that.
You'll break her heart.
So? Why can't we break something of hers for a change?
Look, Jack, I know she's a little bit clumsy, but we can't just stop and fire her, can we? No, Jack. She's our friend.
Oh.
All through.
You run out of dishes?
Well, pay time.
Oh, yeah,
pay
sure,
time,
Cindy.
Yeah,
here we go. Here's for the lamp.
Huh?
Here's for the chafing dish. Here's for the vase. Here's for Jack's bowling ball. Here's for...
You broke my bowling ball?
Taped in front of a studio audience.